Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Taoiseach the Leo Varadkar has said he expects the National Public Health Emergency Team to make further recommendations tomorrow about managing social contacts and decreasing social mixing. And following this, the Cabinet is likely to meet this Friday to consider any further recommendations from NPHET. So you can let us know, have you been revising your Christmas plans to reduce social gatherings already? 51551 for the text. John Cook has been asking people on the streets of Limerick.
We're doing exactly the same as we did last year, but only visiting one family. Now, we do socialise still, but just in small numbers.
And are you worried about crowds when you're out in the busy city Christmas shopping today? Or?
We wouldn't come on Saturday and Sunday.
I'm coming into town earlier in the morning because I find there's not as many people around.
What about your Christmas plans? Will you be keeping the numbers small or reducing social interaction?
Well,
or?
Yeah, but more so because things are going to be closed.
We come from a family of 10. And we always met on Christmas morning with all the children, but we're not doing it this year.
And when did you make that decision?
We've just met it in the last week. Yeah.
Is it because of this, these figures and this Omicron variant again?
Yeah, we think that's the reason why we have to. We are sad, very sad, because our parents are dead and it was just our get-together. And so we always take a photograph and there could be up to 40 in the photograph, so that we won't have it this year. We have to be safe.
You've just flown in from Paris.
Yeah, I actually work in Paris, so I'm back for 3 weeks and then back to Paris on the 9th.
Delighted to have him back. So it's only a short amount of time, but we're all together, thank God.
And will you have many, or will you be looking at numbers or keeping things safe?
30 or 40.
There's loads of us.
Yeah.
And will you all gather together?
Oh yeah, 100%. Close family.
Will you be worried about the new variant? Or?
Not at all.
Do you know what it is now? It's just something that we've been worried about for so long, and we just kind of have to deal with it as well. Like,
As long as we get our boosters, like, we should be fine.
You might have that in time for Christmas.
Yeah, that's it.
Probably less socialising
than last year. There wasn't much last year.
There was none last year, was there? But I think definitely less than usual. But that's okay. I think we're certainly further on than we were last year, so that's good.
So when there are possibly more restrictions on the number of people that can visit in your household, or you're being told to reduce your social interactions, how does that feel again?
It's frustrating and disappointing, but I think we just have to accept it.
It's really kind of sad as well. The pandemic as well, and people's mental health and everything else, so people have stayed away anyway, do you know what I mean? Not many people are going to each other's houses,
And do you think they will now, because they're sad or because they need to celebrate, they haven't been able to for a while?
You'd be very weary, with older people as well, I have a grand-aunt up in Kildare that's 90 years of age, I'm trying to get her down to me. You'll be still kind of very weary as well with her as well, do you know what I mean?
So you're thinking you might have to change plans based on what you're hearing in the last few days over this variant?
It's supposed to change again, restrictions.
So maybe in the next few days, we're not sure.
Yeah, so it's tough on everyone. It's tough on young and old.
My son is actually 21 and the 27th, and I had planned some bit of a party, but I cancelled it. I just don't want the guards to be called and things like that, so I just cancelled it.
Saying you don't need more restrictions? You're playing it safe anyway. You'll be careful.
Oh, yeah. I suppose if that's what's been said, to not have a lot of people mixing, then I won't.
We will have 8, and hopefully we will have family coming home after Christmas from England, and we're looking forward to that. Grandchildren, we didn't see them last Christmas. We'll go out for something to eat, meet up with a few friends. Being a little bit more cautious, if I thought I had a cold or anything like that, there's obviously people I wouldn't go visiting. I wouldn't go out. But other than that, we have every intention of getting together for Christmas, and that's it.
No one's going to stop you.
Nobody is going to stop us. Enough is enough.
Mixed views on the streets of Limerick from John Cook there. And for more on this, we're joined now by Kevin Doyle, head of news at the Irish Independent. And Kevin, you might just tell us that Christmas won't be cancelled, please.
No, Sarah, we're still in the land of options and choices at the moment. And I think that's probably what we're going to see from the government side of things over the next few days. But I think it's less than 2 weeks since we had the last batch of restrictions that we were told would last us up until the 9th of January. And I think already this evening that there's an acceptance that that isn't the case. Now, what they are hoping is that it's not going to have to be a shuttering of any more businesses, or that we're going to have to get into the kind of things we've seen in the past in terms of restricting how far we can travel and all of that. So it's going to probably put a lot of pressure back on people, the people John was talking to there in Limerick, to make those choices for themselves. And I suppose in some ways, trust your neighbours and trust your family.
Okay, so social mixing then, we were told by Leo Varadkar this morning, is likely to be on the table. Now, we don't know a whole lot more than that, but are we back to then, do you reckon, you know, a sort of a recommendation on the number of households, maybe the recommendation that's there already being reduced?
Yeah, and it's worth saying, NPHET haven't even met yet and we're already speculating. Mm-hmm. But this is what I suppose people around government are talking about this evening, is a couple of things on the side of socialising. One is that household limit, which at the minute is that you can have people from three other homes into your home. And obviously people counting heads for Christmas dinner and all the rest will be very interested in that. That could be brought back, I guess, to two, maybe one in extreme circumstances. But it's worth saying that even 2 weeks ago when that was originally brought back in, the government at the time were, it's a guideline, it's a recommendation, don't be silly. But it doesn't mean that Auntie Mary has to eat Christmas dinner on her own either. So there was a certain level of, that's the recommendation. But if you're reasonable about it, it does, you don't have to. The guards won't be knocking around for if you have four people at your house. The other side of it is, I think we will see a bigger drive towards antigen tests. And this will be more perhaps around socialising out in public spaces, in pubs and restaurants over the next few weeks, that there would be a bigger emphasis perhaps on take a test before you go out. Make sure everybody in your group takes a test. Take one a couple of days after you've been out as well. And that would be driven on. And the last one, and this is the one that could prove tricky, but if NPHET recommend it, I think the government will go with it. And this is the close contact rule, which at the moment primarily applies to people in your household. So if somebody that you live with is a COVID positive case, you have to effectively stay at home, restrict your movements. That could be widened back out so that it would apply to anybody that's considered your close contact. So if you go for a meal in a restaurant as a group of five or six and one in that group tests positive a few days later, everybody in that group would then be subject to a stay at home order for around 5 days while doing tests as well. And that obviously would make people think twice about how many times about going out in the first place. So pubs and restaurants could stay open, but would the customers be there in the numbers you might expect around Christmas is a different question.
What's the general sort of attitude that you're picking up in government, Kevin, about all of this? You know, is there a big reluctance to introduce any more restrictions or even any more guidelines? Or are they willing, do you reckon, to take whatever NPHET gives them and go with it, given what happened last year?
I think there's two trains of thought. One is they will take things like that. They will take tweaking. They will take tightening. They don't want to close any more hospitality. They don't want to close schools early, which obviously has been a big topic over the last few days. So they don't want to have to use the sledgehammer, but they're happy enough, I think, to tap away with a smaller hammer. And really what it's about is getting through Christmas without a repeat of last year, because after we came out of Christmas last year, there was no options. We were heading back into lockdown. The thing had gone completely out of control. There was no options. The hope here is to get to the other side of Christmas and New Year's and still have options around what we can and cannot do. But with the expectation now that Omicron is going to be the prevalent variant in the next few days, I think that there is an acceptance that probably more has to be done than they would like.
All right. Well, we shall wait and see. Thank you very much for joining us with that update. That's Kevin Doyle, Head of News at the Irish Independent. Some of your texts in relation to everything that's going on vaccinations for children. One person says this is definitely going to be a total mess. Vaccination centres for children. I can just see it all now. We have teams that go into schools and obviously, says this person, that would be a better environment for children. And then on Omicron, Mary says, sadly, I have stopped my kids coming home from the UK. I'm gutted, but you do what you have to do. And I know, Mary, it's very difficult to have to do that again this year. Another person, Jenny, says, I'm dreading texting my sister to say that I won't be going to the Christmas Eve party again this year. I hate to disappoint, but I simply can't take the chance. There are a few skeptics in the family, so I'm in for it. Wish me luck, says Jenny. And indeed, Jenny, we do wish you luck, and I don't think you'll be alone in making those difficult decisions. You can keep your text coming, 51551.